that's pretty cool. That's the new open music for the Computer Fun Shop that was actually written by and composed by Stephen Olinsky. And we thank Stephen for that. That's pretty cool. You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander. Today is Sunday, December 24th, 1995, last show of the year. For the next hour, sit back, grab a pencil and paper in case you'd like to take some notes, relax, and get ready for fun. Now, we've got a very exciting show for you this afternoon. Our guest is the one and only Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms. Welcome to the show, Joe.
How you doing, Mark?
Doing great. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Drinking some coffee Sunday afternoon.
Hey, listen, here's your theme music.
Never heard that before.
It's like a game should start any minute.
Yep. Well, I can play Duke Nukem while I'm on the phone.
Okay, I'll go ahead and announce some stuff. You play the brand new Duke Nukem 3D. This is about to come out. This will probably be the first time most people have ever heard anything from Duke Nukem 3D.
Yep.
Okay, you play it in the background, I'll keep going.
All right.
Okay, let's see. Apogee is one of the software publishing industry's most respected game companies. Wait, I want to listen. I don't want to hear myself talk. That's cool. The Apogee model, which is an industry award-winning method of marketing software, has been emulated by dozens of other software... Hey, that was cool. Other software publishers... it was developed by Apogee's founder and president, Scott Miller. Scott will be a guest on the Computer Fun Shop in the very near future. Scott Miller, at the age of 34, was recently presented with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the annual Shareware Industry Awards ceremony. We'll be talking about 3D Realms, a division of Apogee that features...
I keep getting killed.
Let's see, 3D Realms is a division of Apogee. It features great 3D games like Terminal Velocity and coming soon Duke Nukem 3D, Xenophage, Shadow Warrior, and more. That's so cool. Our number to get in on the conversation here at the Computer Fun Shop is area code 602-230-2755. Every caller that joins in on the conversation here on the Computer Fun Shop wins a Shander pack full of free computer stuff, so call in now. We have two lines available at 230-2755. Lots of free computer stuff in the Shander packs, and if you know Apogee and 3D Realms are on, you know we're giving out really cool, great games. So call in now. So, what's happening? What are you seeing on the screen while we're listening to this?
Well, most of this is just me shooting myself because I'm using a version I can't cheat with.
Oh.
And, let's see, right now I'm in a movie theater shooting up some aliens who have crashed Duke's ship, and that's kind of where it... Oh, I just killed myself again. It kind of leads in from the second one. If anybody's played the second Duke Nukem game, they remember Duke heads back to Earth on a spaceship, and this kind of ties right into that, and Duke's ship has been shot down, and...
It starts where Duke 2 left off.
Exactly where it lets off. It starts right on the top of a building, and you jump right into the action, and you're immediately there.
Now, Joe, you work on all the online stuff for Apogee and 3D Realms, and that's including, like, the web stuff and CompuServe. And how many different places are there where you can connect with your modem and actually get information and shareware stuff from Apogee and 3D Realms?
Well, our official site, we have an internet site. It's a web BBS. It's not just a website or a web page. It's a whole web BBS with file areas and message bases and all kinds of cool stuff that you can join in with. It's not just a standard web browser where you just go, you know, here's your site, here's the information, here's this, you can download a file. You can actually interact with the other people that are on at the same time.
You can interact with other people on a web page.
Well,
what would be the difference between that and, like, a chat, one of these chat pages that have...
Well, the chat, it's kind of similar. The chat functionality will be coming early next year on our website. But for now, you got structured message bases, which are a pretty new thing on the web, and file areas as opposed to just our hodgepodge of internet files that are all over the place.
Okay. And there are message bases and things like that where people can ask questions and discuss these games?
Exactly. Right now, one of the hottest message areas on there is the one for Duke Nukem 3D. We got Scott Miller and myself on daily answering messages about it. There's other users asking questions, and that's not the only one on there. We got other ones for some of our other coming games, like you mentioned Xenophage a few minutes ago, which we'll probably be talking about a little bit, and other new games.
Sure.
Games are already out, like Terminal Velocity and
Wacky Wheels.
Wacky Wheels in there too. They're all in there, going all the way back to Kroz.
Wow. So Apogee is a company that's been around, probably one of the longest and oldest software companies out there. That hasn't been, like, traded and all this kind of stuff, you know.
No, it's privately held by Scott and George. It's a privately held company. I get questions asked about that all the time, but everybody goes, how can I buy a piece of Apogee? It's great. Well, I'm sure if somebody came to Scott and George with about $8 billion and said... I'm sure they could work something out, but...
Sure. $8 billion. Wow. And that would only give them, like, what, 2 or 3%?
Oh, yeah. No, it's Scott and George own it, and it started with just Scott in his bedroom in 1987 programming Kroz, and
wow,
it's gone from there.
Now, how many games are there that Apogee and 3D Realms have in the current catalog?
Well, 3D Realms only has one release title at the moment.
Terminal Velocity, right?
Right, Terminal Velocity.
Okay.
And in January, Duke Nukem 3D will be the next title that will come out. And let's see, 3D Realms also has Shadow Warrior, a game called Blood, a game called Prey, which won't be out for about another year.
Okay.
Or close to it. And then there's always the other projects that are...
Secrets.
Secret projects.
You can't tell anybody.
Yeah, might as well get ready with that bleep button.
The digital delays up there, you never know.
Apogee Software themselves, well, I'd have to stop and look at the catalog, but in the 8 or 9 years the company's been around, I think it's... The total games ever published has been something like 33 games.
Wow, 33 games from one development company.
That's right.
Wow. And let me ask you this. Do the games generally run on, like, 386 or better computers, or do you have games in the catalog that people can order for older computers?
Some of the older titles, if you go back into the early days of the company, we did have some text-based games. In fact, Kroz is a text-based game. And we do have some CGA titles that still sell, like Pharaoh's Tomb and Arctic Adventure.
So if somebody has, like, an older computer, like a CGA computer, they can still order games from you.
That's correct.
That's cool.
We don't produce games like that anymore. The current games are all state-of-the-art with, you know, high-end hardware and sound cards. And
you'd be writing, like, Duke Nukem 3D Negative 1. So, yeah, and all you need is a monochrome card.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And all PC speaker sounds. No, just kidding.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Let's go to the phones, and let's welcome Keith from Peoria to the Computer Fun Shop. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. I got a quick question about a lot of these 3D games. What kind of processor would you need to play a lot of these? Are you going to need to have it in like a 60 Pentium or something like that?
They don't require a Pentium, at least not yet. Sooner or later, I'm sure it'll get to that. But for now, pretty much, I don't know if you... They're not our titles, but if you can play today's state-of-the-art, like, let's see... 40, what we recommend really would be a 4666 with local bus video and snazzy hard drive.
And like 8 megs of RAM or something?
Well, yeah, now pretty much 8 megs is the standard. Any 3D game from us is going to be 8 megs. In fact, Terminal Velocity for some of the higher-end graphic modes required even more than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Will some of these games work on 4, Joe?
Excuse me?
Will some of these games work with 4 megs of RAM?
Rise of the Triad will. It has something that we call panic mapping, because quite frankly, 4 megs is not enough space to load all the graphics and sound that Rise of the Triad has. So it looks and sees, if you have less memory, it says, well, okay, you have less memory, and say there's like, you know, 10 different walls that can be displayed on a level, it says, well, I'm going to remap them to so we only need to load 5.
Wow, that's cool.
But the newer games don't do that kind of stuff. You really do need 8 megs. It would be impossible to get it all down to something acceptable. So you really need 8 megs.
What kind of a system do you have, Keith?
That's what I'm running into. That's one part of my Christmas present is another 4 minutes. And yeah, I've been running into that problem a lot with a lot of games. Like you said, it's 8 meg standard. And so I have a 46, 4 megs, so I just need 4 more megs there.
Do you have terminal velocity yet?
I have Rise of the Triad.
Okay. Well, just for calling in and being a part of the conversation, you've won terminal velocity, the complete version from 3D Realms. Supports up to 8 multiplayers. What does that mean, Joe?
It means you can have up to 8 players playing at the same time in specialized combat levels. It's like you can, you and your friends, you know, if you have an IPX network, you can have all 8 of you playing at one time, or if you're playing over modem, you and your buddy can play, and you can shoot your friends.
So you're each in each other's video game.
You got it.
That's cool.
Cool.
Okay, and this is on CD-ROM. Do you have a CD-ROM?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so that and your extra 4 megs, and you're all set.
I'm set, yeah.
Okay, also in your Shander pack is a month of service on the Rock Line. The Rock Line. That's pretty cool. Let's start a BBS called the Rock Line. It sounds like a 900 number service. You call the Rock Line.
No comment.
The Rock Garden at 222-3000. And we thank you for being a part of the show.
All right, well, thank you for having me.
Okay. 230-2755 is our telephone number. If you'd like to call in, join the conversation, and win a Shander pack full of free computer stuff from Apogee and 3D Realms. And we've got lots more stuff to give away. If you call in now, we have one line open as Keith drops off the phone here. And Joe Siegler is our guest. And Joe, other than the web BBS, where else can we find Apogee and 3D Realm stuff online?
Well, we've got support forums on CompuServe and America Online, probably the two most well-known, you know, commercial online services.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty easy to find it on CompuServe and on America Online. The special word you need to remember is Apogee. Just on CompuServe, it's keyword Apogee, and on America Online, it's keyword Apogee.
What do you have to type into your internet browser to get to the web BBS part of Apogee?
Again, it's kind of similar. Everybody knows that HTTP :// thing in the beginning. www.apogee1.com.
Okay, www.apogee1.com.
Or www.3drealms.com.
And they all go to the same place.
That's correct. They go
That's
to the same
cool.
place.
That's pretty cool. Okay, and what about BBSs? Are there Apogee and 3D Realms software places that you can get like complete libraries of everything you've got there via a BBS?
Yeah, the Software Creations BBS, which is pretty much we've been teamed up with them for as long as I can remember. And they always have the latest stuff. They get the stuff first, and they have a list of distribution sites around the country, which are other BBSs that call and, you know, get our stuff. And if you call one of those, they always have the current stuff, too.
The Software Creations also has a web BBS, right?
That's correct. They're the ones that actually pioneered that web BBS software.
Okay.
Dan Linton and his crew are the ones that wrote all that. And we're fortunate enough to be hooked up with some good people, and we got some great software, and it's a lot of fun to use. There.
Yeah. Okay, great. You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander. We will be back with more of the Computer Fun Shop and Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms and your chance to win free computer stuff, a Shander pack, by calling in at 230-2755. Give us a call now. We have one line available. Call in. You will win free computer stuff just for joining in on the conversation. We'll be back with more of the Computer Fun Shop right after this.
Spend another boring night at home again?
No way. I spent it with 50 of my friends on the Rock Garden.
What's the Rock Garden?
The Rock Garden is the biggest online computer service in Arizona. I just call it with my modem at 222-3000.
All I ever use my modem for is to send a fax once in a while.
Then your modem is going to waste. The Rock Garden is a great place to meet other people, play games, use the internet, and just have a great time.
Oh, so it's an online service like Prodigy or America Online?
The Rock Garden is more of an online community than a mega service. They even throw parties several times a month so you can come and meet everyone in person. And they have worldwide chat, hundreds of message areas, thousands of shareware files that you can download, and you can even play your favorite computer games like Doom with other people online.
Wow, Must be pretty expensive.
No, not really. You're new, so you'll get free demo time to look around and see if you like the system. It's so easy to use, you can get started right away. Just call in with your modem at 222-3000.
Sounds cool. What was that number again?
222-3000. Give the Rock Garden a call today. Your modem will thank you.
Hi, this is Mark Shander, the host of the Computer Fun Shop, Sundays at noon here on Financial News Radio, 1510 AM KFNN. Let me take a minute to tell you about a really nifty local computer publication that's an incredible value. In fact, it's a better value than any other magazine in the supermarket. You know why? Because it's chock full of great computer-related information, it's locally published, and it's free. Now this is something for nothing, a free lunch. You couldn't take 10% off the cover price at the register if you wanted to. It's absolutely free. Of course, we're talking about Computer Buyer Magazine. It's been imitated, but there isn't a single magazine in the Valley that gives you as much information on computer-related issues as Computer Buyer Magazine does. Computer Buyer Magazine is available at over 600 locations in the Valley. Computer Buyer Magazine, it's Arizona's free computer magazine since 1992. Grab your copy today.
Hi, this is Susan Webb. Don't miss Honor Roll, the show that is changing the lives of people with disabilities in the Valley. Heard Sundays at 5 here on KFNN 1510 AM.
You're listening to the Computer Fun Shop on 1510 AM KFNN. My name is Mark Shander, and for the first time probably ever, probably almost anywhere, you're actually hearing the music behind Duke Nukem 3D. This is the actual title music, and our guest this hour is Joe Siegler from Apogee and 3D Realms. Joe, this is the actual theme song, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the theme song for Duke 3D.
Wow. And you heard it here first.
I heard it before.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't count, though.
Hey, thank you guys very much for providing the music and for providing the extra stuff here today. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
And hopefully in the future we'll be able to premiere a lot more music here on the Computer Fun Shop from some of the best games and some of the best stuff available out there in Gamer Village or Gamerland, whatever you want to call it. So people are saying we're living in another world, so...
Well, we get accused of that quite a lot.
Hey, there's a new product out that we were talking about a little earlier from Apogee, and it's an extension to Rise of the Triad Dark War. And the reason I bring it up is because you don't really usually see too many extensions of existing games at retail. And it's Extreme Rise of the Triad. And why does a game company put out an extension to an existing game? Is that a value to a customer, or is it like, it's not quite a sequel, or is it like a sequel? What's it like?
Well, it's not quite a sequel insofar as sequels imply it's, let me just tell you what it is.
Okay.
Rod Extreme is an add-on pack of levels. It's, if you bought the original Dark War, there was a set of levels that you played, and you progressed through them, and the game ended. And since the game has done tremendously well for us, we felt that there was a lot of demand for more product.
Okay.
And since we didn't have the time or the personnel to reopen the game and do stuff like new weapons and new monsters and stuff like that, because that kind of art and programming takes a significant amount of time.
Sure.
We went the other route and gave people new levels. Rod Extreme is primarily an add-on level pack. It's got all new levels. It's stuff that's never been seen before. It was levels that were done primarily by Tom Hall and myself.
Okay.
And it's got other add-ons in there, too. It's got picture maps of the new levels, so you can look at those without getting lost. And it's got, it's got maps of the combat levels for the original Dark War.
Now, one of the things I've been reading about, and we also talked about this just a little, that people are really excited about that are Rise of the Triad fans, is the fact that Ted Five, the actual editor used by the ROT designers, is included in this package.
Yeah, that's correct. That's the editor that we use to make Rot Levels ourselves, amongst quite other titles too. Tekken 5 has a long history, which is included with the product. It's gone all the way back to days of id Software, before they were id Software, back at Softdisk, and that was the same editor that was used on all the Wolfenstein levels, Biomenace, all the Commander Keens. It's a pretty versatile little program.
Wow. Okay, 230-2755 is the telephone number if you'd like to get in on the conversation here at the Computer Fun Shop. Let's go to the phones and let's welcome Blair to the Computer Fun Shop. Blair from Glendale, welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm a beginning computer user, and so when something goes wrong, it's particularly frustrating for those such as myself. Recently, it appears as though I managed to delete from my Windows directories the Program Manager Execute file, and so that now when I go to start up Windows, I get the message error loading Program Manager Execute.
And it doesn't run?
It doesn't run. No.
There are like thousands and thousands of DOS users that are saying, cool, congratulations, yeah!
I see, yeah.
That wasn't very helpful, was it?
Well, I appreciate that a bit, but...
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I
understand your frustration.
Yeah, I'm wondering whether I have to go and reload all of my Windows installation disks to get this back on there, and if so, does that then recreate what I used to have on my program manager? Will it also then delete other files I had created? That
like stuff that you added and
yes,
stuff?
Yes.
My experience has been, Joe, do you have an idea? Let me give my experience real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I had something similar happen, and I reloaded Windows, and all of the applications that I had installed since then were still there.
They were still there?
Yeah.
The applications might still be there, but I don't know if the references in Program Manager will still be there or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. You might want to contact Microsoft, like technical support or something. You can't just find some of these files on BBSs since they're all part of Windows, and they don't let you leave that stuff up there. I mean, you might find a few support files, but generally you'll want to get something off the original installation disk. You can usually install a single. I think you can unarchive and uninstall a single encrypted. Program off of the original installation disks. I think there's a program on there that'll let you do that, but the technical support guys, I think, can talk you through that. Does that sound right to you, Joe?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, so my attempt would be to unarchive off the original installation disk this particular file and then put on what's left there now.
That's what I'm thinking, and they can talk you through that.
Okay, that would be in place of just trying to reinstall the entire thing.
Well, you could do that. I mean, that would probably be the fastest thing to do. But then some of the things that you've added since, you might have to add again.
That wouldn't be a problem for me because I haven't added very much.
Okay.
But you're pretty confident that all of my groups and applications that were previously there originally when I bought the computer would come back.
Is it a clone or is it something
that
you...
clone.
They should be.
Okay.
I mean, unless somebody added something that wasn't a part of the original Windows distribution package.
No, I believe these were all parts of the original. I've only added a couple things since then, which I can reload.
Okay. Yeah, that should take care of it, Blair.
Okay. Well,
Do you have a game-oriented question for us, or?
Not today, because I don't have a CD-ROM yet.
You know what's happening in the background? I think we're hearing Duke Nukem 3D being played.
Yep.
Cool. You don't have a CD-ROM yet?
Not yet.
Well, there's a lot of games that you don't need the CD-ROM for that are available on floppy.
Mm-hmm.
They're starting to die out a little bit, though. Is that something you're seeing too, Joe?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Duke Nukem 3D, the registered version of it, will only ship on CD-ROM.
Wow. That's is it going to be really big? I mean, really big?
It's going to depend on some other goodies we put on there. I don't think a final game size has been figured out yet. Right now, I'm just playtesting it. I don't create it at that level.
Okay. So you've just got a 3.5-inch drive then, Blair?
I've got both floppy drives, yeah.
Okay.
I've even got one of the old 5.5 or 5.25 that aren't of much use anymore.
Okay, cool. Well, just for joining the conversation and being a part of the Computer Fun Shop, I'm going to give you the action entertainment armful, actually, of software titles here from Apogee. We'll give you Duke Nukem 2, which is actually the predecessor to Duke Nukem 3D, the one that's coming up now. That'll be on a 3.5-inch floppy for you. Give you Blake Stone, Aliens of Gold, and these are the complete registered versions of the software. Also on 3.5 for you. Also give you Hocus Pocus, the fully registered version, one of my favorites and a favorite of my son. And that's 256 color VGA animated, 12 theme songs, great music, great game. Mystic Towers, the fully registered version of that. And people who are wondering, how do I get some of this free stuff? All you need to do is call in and join the conversation at 230-2755, get on the air, and the stuff's yours. Also, Alien Carnage, which is on 3.5-inch floppy disk for you, or hard little floppies, whatever you want to call them. And not the floppies, or like the 5.25 floppies that bend easily, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, Alien Carnage, and also Raptor, which is a great shoot-em-up. It's kind of like a top scroller. Joe, would you say that instead of like a side scroller?
Side scrollers, we tend to refer to games like Keen, Commander Keen, and Monster Bash, and those type of games as side scrollers. We call those shooters. Well, I guess you can call it whatever you want, as long as it's fun and you like it. So
yeah, okay. And you'll get a month of service on the Rock Garden online service at 222-3000. And we'll also throw in, Christmas CD Pack 1, which has the shareware. You're going to have to have a CD-ROM for this,
mm-hmm.
Blair. Are you planning to get one?
Yes.
Okay, so you'll be all set for this. You got Terminal Velocity, is that the shareware version of Terminal Velocity on CD-ROM? Something hidden I can't see the name of. Let's see. Lift the cover here. Okay, it is... something cool I can't see the name of. Also, Blake Stone, Aliens of Gold on CD-ROM. That's the full version. Duke Nukem 2. And you'll also have Game Pack CD, 40 VGA games. And the name of the thing I couldn't see was Survival Kit for Microsoft Windows. And in some cases, you have doubles of these, so you'll be able to give them as a gift.
Hey, wonderful. I just called up to get my question answered, and you're giving me a Christmas present. A deluxe present, so thank you very much.
Cool. Keith's going, how come I only got, like, one thing?
Yeah.
You never know what's going to be in your Shander pack here at the Computer Fun Shop.
Well, I've listened to you before, and they say I'm just a learning computer user, so sometimes I do get lost, but I'm a faithful listener anyway, and I thank you for allowing me to call in with what probably was a very simple question for some other folks, but a troubling one for people at my level.
No problem at all. Appreciate you being a part of the conversation. 230-2755 is our telephone number here at the Computer Fun Shop. My name is Mark Shander. We will be back with more of the Computer Fun Shop right after this.